Well, another week in the cabin. Here we are. Welcome to the merry month of May. It's kind of spring. It's sloppy and nasty. I guess that kind of counts. In Alaska, we don't celebrate spring. That's too pretty. Spring is daffodils, butterflies, cherry blossoms. We have what's called breakup, which is a lot less impressive. It's dirty, nasty. Everything's covered in gravel and dog crap. And bodies start showing up at the mouth of the river. That's just how it is. This week at Cabin Creek, or the Crapper Creek Cabin, here's what we have for you. We're going to talk about lovely Maria's petty breakups. She can be so petty. Drug mule Barbie. We're going to talk murderous quadriplegic cornhole players. And why most wedding traditions are bullshit. That and more this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
How confident do you feel going into public bathrooms? Some people just clap. They have anxiety. They can't even do it. Now, for us guys, we have rules. We go into the bathroom. You go to the stall. You don't look right or left. You look down. You look straight ahead. There's no chit chat. We have rules. I also noticed in public bathrooms in airports, there's a lot of waving now. Lots of you're waving for the soap. And then you're waving for the water to get one to work. And then you're waving for the paper towel. That never works. Lots of waving. And then, of course, that's just if you're using the, a urinal. For guys or gals now, you have stalls. Women only have stalls, so they don't have urinals. So here's one. You go in. Which stall do you use? Which stall do you use? Well, I learned a long time ago. Here's the key. I'll start with this one, though. 43 say they will pick door 5, the farthest one from the entrance. 19% take the first one, the closest to the entrance. 11 take number 2. 6 take number 3. So, but here's the thing. You should always go for that first one. Why? Because if you saw Mythbusters, the ones in the end are always the dirtiest because they get used more because people want to be away from everybody. But if you want to use the cleanest stall, use the one closest to the front door. There you go. What do you think of that? A little tidbit of information when you're in there. It's like, I guess, hey, somebody in there? You don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that banging on the door. You done? Oh, how awkward would that be? But there are certain things you do not want to hear in the bathroom, at least for men. Roll it. Here we go. Things we don't want to hear in the bathroom. Do you show me yours or show you mine? Nope. Want to earn $20 the easy way? Nope. Does anyone have a spare crack spoon? Whoa, that came out of me? Man, I'm never going to be able to scrub all this blood off my hands. You don't want to hear that. Smile, you're on camera. Or finally, screw it. I'm just going to dump in the urinal. So I read a really cool story. It was an interview with Jason Biggs. Now, remember, if you know him, he was the star from the American Pie movies. And did you know that movie almost got NC-17 rating? And it came down all to how enthusiastic Jason Biggs was with that apple pie. Said they got multiple NC-17s. And it was about how he was thrusting the pie. Turns out, 2 thrusts are an R, but 3 thrusts would have got him an NC-17. So they went with the 2 thrusts. And if you remember, he was kind of behind the pie, behind a counter. There was another one, a scene they did where he was like on the counter missionary with the pie. But that one immediately went NC-17, so they scrapped it. That's one of those movies that didn't hold up really well. You know what I mean? As far as... American Pie didn't... Some of those movies back then... The other night, Maria and I were watching, of all movies, Grease. How innocent is Grease? No, there's scenes in Grease where like, okay, that's not going to work nowadays. Some of the language, some of the things... It's just, you can't get away with that nowadays. Times have changed. For the better, where I get it. Some would say, oh, we're being too woke. But there's a point where you've got to say, no, that's just being appropriate. But some of those, like the Revenge of the Nerds movies, no. Even worse yet, the Porky's movies. Don't. An American Pie, yeah, those were some bad ones. But then there were some 80s movies that did actually hold up well. You want to watch a cool 80s, iconic 80s movie? Check out E.T. from 82. That's a good Breakfast Club. Still holds up so well. The Shining, Back to the Future, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Ferris Bueller, Top Gun. Well, it was the first gay man film, sure. Rain Man was brilliant. Dirty Dancing was okay. The Goonies and the Robin Williams classic Dead Poets Society. Those films were all from the 80s and still hold up. There's nothing really cringeworthy. Say, ooh, can't do... Not like Revenge of the Nerds or Porky's, which is just the title alone is all you needed to know. Don't get me started on Song of the South. I'm looking at you, Disney. Have you seen those videos, of, little children, toddlers, covered in magic marker on their face, and the mom's videotaping them going, did you play with the magic markers? And they're all shaking their heads. No, as innocently as possible. Like they honestly believe that. True deception. Well, believe it or not, those are instincts. A study found about a quarter of children understand deception by 10 months old. By 17 months, just over about a year and a half, it's like half of all children they know deception. As a mother of three children myself, the lady says, I can certainly vouch for how awful and wily they can be. I didn't play with... Kids start making excuses, exaggerating, even blaming imaginary people. Experts say, don't worry, the deception is normal. It's just how kids learn to understand the world. Yeah, and most politicians too, who never really grew out of that. Their deception. Some have made a living off of deception. Looking at you, Congress. But remember, when we were kids, we all had lies we told our parents. I'm allergic to broccoli. Oh, yeah. Santa told me to tell you to bring me a new bike. I didn't use the coupon scissors to shave my little sister's Barbie's head. I swear, if we get a puppy, I promise I'll take care of it. It's pure deception. Oh, remember this one as you got a little older? Oh, yeah, my school stopped giving out grades. No need to worry about that. I can fly when I jump off the roof. I didn't teach my little brother the F word. Oh, yeah, man, I'm the baby on the cover of the Nirvana album. Because, some kids just never grow out of deception.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Welcome to the cabin of Crapper Creek. You know, when you become a man of a certain age, you just don't give a damn anymore. I had asked you that the other day. Little segment call there. I said it. Just grown man opinions. But he doesn't care if you know it. David said doing the adjusting your cufflinks pose for a photo makes you look like a colossal tool. There, I said it. Steve says, toast done on the grill, superior to toast done in a toaster. There, I said it. All right. For you, Steven. Ronald says, it should be legal to call a TV smart unless it can auto-adjust the volume you have chosen. It's ridiculous. You have to turn it up or down by 25% depending on the channel you're on. It's got a point. Oh, John has a good one. And he's spot on. We have all just foolishly accepted the switch from pay or watch with advertisements to pay and also watch advertisements. Remember, that's why I'm not going to pay for that. I'm going to go to Netflix, they don't have commercials. I don't got to worry about that. What? It's got commercials? Now they all have commercials. Yeah, that's right. I'm looking at you. Same with the people that listen to Spotify. You're paying for music and entertainment, really? Okay. Rick, that's a good one, Rick. They should resurrect the TV show This Is Your Life, but do it only for total and absolute douchebags. Show them all the crappy things they did. I would so watch that. John, this is a different John. He spells it J-O-N. He says the best way to culturally destroy and forget about a song you did is to have it sold and use it in a commercial about financial services. We're looking at you, Ice-T, or Ice Cube, or Snoop. What happened to all my favorite badass street gang rappers? They're all selling reverse mortgages now. And making souffles with Martha Stewart. What the hell happened? There, I said it. Get off my lawn. Do you remember earlier in the week we mentioned that a mom in Kansas, near Kansas City, bought a Barbie at a discount store and inside was taped a bag of drugs? Turned out to be fentanyl. Yeah, the powder bursted out when her and her husband were in the car. It's like, poof. What's that? Cops confirmed it was fentanyl. And they found several others. The packaging had been used to hide the drug. So obviously people were putting this drug in the Barbies in the store and people would get it from the Barbie. The mom was terrified, thinking, God, other kids could have got it. But hold on. Are you telling me Barbie is a drug mule now? Is this just a big promo for their new drug mule Barbie?
She's glamorous. She's mysterious. She's possibly under federal investigation. Introducing Drug Mule Barbie.
Wow! Why are Barbie's eyes so wide?
That's her wired and alert look. She's been up for days. Dress her in her signature outfits, airport hoodie chic or nothing to declare yoga pants.
Hey, what's this powder?
Nobody knows. That's part of the fun.
Oh, I love you, Drug Mule Barbie.
Drug Mule Barbie. She's not just traveling. She's carrying something.
That's brilliant marketing is what that is. Brilliant. I love to eat. I love to cook. I'm a foodie. And that's why I like to bring you the Foodie Roundup this week in food news. You want some? Yeah! A high-ranking FEMA official claims to have once teleported to a Waffle House. This guy's in charge of FEMA. Oh, God. A bakery in Connecticut has announced they are will not toss croissants to parade goers. And they didn't at the St. Patrick's Day parade due to safety concerns. Apparently that was a thing. I didn't even know that was a thing. A new survey out of Americans' favorite items at various restaurants. The ideal fast food plate would include stops at four different fast food places. So it's a Burger King burger. They chose that as their favorite burger. A Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich with McDonald's fries and chicken nuggets washed down with a soda from Dairy Queen milkshake. Okay. That would be the best of the best, according to them. It's hard to argue McDonald's fries, right? There's something about them. And I know it might sound surprising, but not every box of Girl Scout cookies gets sold each season. So what happens to the rest? Some transfer them in between troops so they can continue to sell after the season. But they mostly focus on donations. They're encouraged to work with local food pantries and charities so leftover cookies can be shared with people in need. And if there's still leftover boxes, the troops get to keep them for themselves. A steakhouse in New York City has an ultra-decadent high cocoa cocktail loaded with booze, and it only costs $1,000. Easter candies, dark chocolate treats, 46%, peanut butter candy, 48%, chocolate eggs, 44%, adults' favorite candies. In a survey, people claim Easter candy tastes better than Halloween candy. What? A Delta passenger opened up a bag of Cheez-It snacks mid-flight. There were 3 crackers in the bag. PepsiCo may be discontinuing 20 different snacks. Cheetos cheese puffs. Yeah. Lay's sweet and spicy honey. Lay's slightly salted barbecue. So a lot of Lay's products. And 2 Funyun flavors. So stock up. Not sure if this is good news or not. In the future, a creepy humanoid robot could be taking your order at McDonald's. I mean, as opposed to the people they have now. All right. Finally, Pizza Hut is closing hundreds of locations. Oh, no. Now what will kids leave untouched at birthday parties? Oh, no. It's your fruity roundup. Let's eat. Yeah. Here, lovely Maria, I got to ask you, we've all had our boyfriends, girlfriends, and petty breakups. Did you ever have a petty breakup? Somebody said that their friend found out via Google that the guy she was seeing was not yet divorced, even though he said he was.
That's not a petty breakup. That's a good reason to break up with a lying piece of shit.
Okay, I'll edit that out. But now, have you ever had a petty reason for breaking up with somebody?
Stupid, petty things. Yeah, absolutely. Really? You remember the guy that I told you about that every time we kissed, we would remove our lips and there'd be a little spittle.
There would be like a little rope of spittle between your lips, which is...
Yeah.
It's like not nearly as romantic as Lady and the Tramp with a piece of spaghetti.
Not even close. But no, but that was a petty breakup.
I know it was, and you told me he was really hot too.
Oh, he still is.
He still is hot?
Yeah, but I can't get through that whole spittle thing.
Wow.
I know, right?
He probably doesn't spittle anymore, but I'm glad, because had he not spittled, you may have been with him and not me.
Maybe. Still pretty hot.
Just glad I didn't spittle.
Yes, I'm glad you didn't spittle as
but
well.
I like how you keep reminding me how hot this guy still is. It's like,
yeah,
I get it.
He's pretty hot.
I get it. Yeah, but he's
super hot.
Oh, stop it. I'm sorry I asked.
No, you're not.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Hey, what do you think of this trend? I've made no secret. Em and I got married a little untraditionally. We went to Puerto Rico, found a judge, got married there, got on a boat, took off to Barbados, hung out for a while, came home and threw a party. It was great. I have no regrets about that. But there's some, and that's because we were a little tired of some. I think it's because I used to like DJ weddings a lot, so I'm a bit jaded on them. I just find the whole thing kind of silly. According to a new report, a lot of folks think the same thing, and it starts with the engagement ring. They say engagement rings have evolved from a traditional symbol of love to a financial burden. On average, people think an engagement ring should cost around $10,000. Really? Okay. That's a lot less than the old adage of 3 months' salary. Remember that? No. People on average bring in an average of $62,000 per year, on average 25% of money. That's like $15,000. That's a big chunk of change. About a quarter of Gen Zers would rather pass on a pricey ring and just use the cash to go on a trip together. That's the new thing. 25% said they'd just get matching tattoos instead, or tattoo rings are the trendy thing. Or a band made of silicone or wood or titanium rather than the gold, the diamond route. And it sounds like future mother-in-laws don't really care. About half of younger Americans say they feel more pressure from social media and society than they do their own family. I'd say go for it. Yeah, that makes sense. I like the idea. Instead of spending $10,000 on a ring that's not the actual wedding ring, the engagement ring, go on a trip. Experiences are better than things any day. We're slowly figuring that out. I can see a lot of other things I would cancel out at a wedding just because, like I said, working them, I'm a bit jaded. Can we stop the father-daughter dance? It's creepy. Or the elaborate vows. please, the fake little, the dance numbers by bright, the little flash mob thing, stop that too. And as a former wedding DJ, can we get rid of the wedding DJ? Just throw Spotify on shuffle. You don't need this D-bag. Best man toasts? Ugh. At best, it's boring as hell. At worst, he admits he has a crush on the groom. Tossing the bouquet for women to fight over? That one always seems awkward. If we want to watch a bunch of women bite, scratch, claw, and scream, we'll watch The View. How about this one? Especially in Alaska, can we end the weekend summer weddings? Don't make us attend those. Our summers are very short here. We got to go to Kenai and Valdez and Chitna, head out to the lake. We got golf and barbecues and kayaking and hiking. Tell you what, if you're going to have a weekend wedding in Alaska in the summer, you damn well better have an open bar. I swear to God. One job I don't think I would want is being a service worker and having to go into strange people's homes. Sometimes they're just frightening what you see. I would be, especially, you know, if it's a social worker or something, it's like you're going into some, even EMTs. Social workers were online revealing the wildest things they've seen in people's homes. One guy says, I was an EMT. We went to a call. Apartment was filthy. They had a rotten Christmas tree still up with ornaments and everything. It was late May. Somebody else. I worked with a phone company. One place piled floor to ceiling with newspapers. Another house, the carpet was literally soaked in cat pee. Have you ever seen Hoarders? I can barely watch that show. Someone else. There was an in-home garage sale by a soon-to-be retired gang leader. He was selling normal things, DVDs, TVs, and a lot of gang-related stuff as well. I don't know what that means. I used to install security systems. I went to an unfinished basement. It was 5 feet deep in garbage bags. The owner was apparently too lazy to take it to the curb 30 foot away and just threw all of his garbage down the stairs. Oh, my God. What? Cable tech installer here opened a random door in a luxury high-rise condo. There was a BDSM dungeon and a hooded client tied down. The homeowner assured him it was totally consensual experience. All right, you know what? I would have asked the dude tied down, you know, take out the ball gag, say, you okay, dude? You know, how do you know it's not some Pulp Fiction thing going on there? One guy said, unsecured drugs and firearms just sitting around on the table everywhere. Another place said it was covered in roaches. I mean, not a few. The carpet was moving. Another social worker. No matter how nice the home, anytime we pulled a washer, dryer, or refrigerator out to work on it, the floor was nasty with spilled stuff. Yeah, I know. A lot of people tend to not clean that area, though. Finally, I took a summer job insulating homes. I saw a lot of interesting things, but the worst was a family that kept numerous chickens in their house and let them run free. It was unbelievably disgusting. All right, so if you're going to have the social workers at your house, there's certain things you have to do first, okay? Let's just chuck this up to an educational moment. Make sure to kick out all the liquor empties beneath the sofa. Or at least kick them under the sofa. Make sure to dust in the area where they're working. But only in that area, of course. Make sure to put your overreactive dog in the garage. Same goes for your underachieving middle child. Make sure to slide a large piece of furniture to cover up the hole you punched in the wall. Social workers arriving at your house, make sure to wear pants indoors for once. Make sure to open all the windows and just pray the smell of whatever is decaying somewhere in your house is gone by the time they arrive. Put together a list of stuff that needs to be done around the house because, hey, free handyman. And finally, make sure to lace up a revealing teddy. Or does that only happen in porn? Now, hopefully spring will... Spring. Soon. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Take care of the yard. I'm a lawn guy. Love my lawn. Now, I use that Enviro. It's basically human feces turned into fertilizer. So I'm not one to judge odd fertilizer choices. Here's one. If you ever considered watering down your lawn with a watered-down beer, now you can. Natural Light. That's right. Natty Light is launching Lawn Brew, fertilizer made from spent beer grains. They say it's designed to help lawns grow greener and thicker. There's actually science behind it, and it could be, should be ideal for plants. If you're intrigued, you can get your lawn drunk now and buy a 64-ounce bag of this stuff for like $15 at shopbeergear.com. There's free shipping if you spend $100 or more on the stuff. I don't know how much you need, how far it spreads. Sounds like it's a limited time thing. Now, you do have to be 21 or older to purchase the fertilizer, which is kind of funny. See, now, I always assumed Natty Light itself was made from spent beer grains. Nope. This next time you see your neighbor drunk just peeing on your lawn, hey, that's right, you're welcome. Time for some nerd news. Let's reward you with education, right, and knowledge. So we've got some science news this week. I've got robotic rattlesnakes, images from deep space, and finally, a use for discarded plastic. It's all in your nerd news. Let's talk science! Bam! Scientists at the University of Texas at El Paso built a lifelike 3D printed robot rattlesnake. They wanted to find out if the rattle scared other animals. Showed that animals reacted far more strongly when it rattled versus when the robot was silent. Some of the animals from rattlesnake regions were extra jumpy, even though they never encountered one before. Consider it an ancient evolutionary warning. Even though they'd never heard it before, they knew it was bad. I don't want to hear rattlesnake rattle. Where do you move? Where do you jump that's not in the right direction, right? Yeah, no, I think I'll just stick around up here. No rattlesnakes. Bam! The James Webb Space Telescope continues to send back incredible images from its time in space. The most recent is Light from the Spiral Galaxy, NGC 5134, which was emitted around the time the T-Rex went extinct. Wow! Blows my mind they can capture photos from 65 million light years away. The pictures offer astronomers a snapshot into the deep past so they can understand how galaxies evolve. Smell a new movie! Bam! Scientists at the University of Edinburgh finally are in the news after genetically engineering bacteria that can turn discarded plastic into L-DOPA, which is a drug used to treat Parkinson's disease. The process breaks down stuff like old food packaging into its chemical building blocks. Then their reprogrammed bacteria converts it into the medication. For now, it only works in the lab, but researchers are hoping it can scale it up to for real world use. That's discarded. We got a lot of plastic. I don't think there's that many people that actually have Parkinson's disease. Do they? Well, they can make it break down into just nothing would be good too, right? We'll see. Baby steps, people. That is your nerd news. Rode through this morning. It's so funny. You know, the music now, radio has become so much easier. Really, a monkey could do my job. All right, except for the talking part. But the buttons are easy to push. It's not like the old day where we had, like, records and vinyl. Somebody would call, make a request. We'd have to go to another room, look in alphabetical order, find the record, find the cut of the song they want, cue it up on a needle, wait for one to end and play it, and then put it away. It's a pain in the ass back then. But remember, all modern technology, it's going to make our life, it's going to free up so much time. Has it? Has it? Has Everything from technology to social media. I'll be honest, it's made my job easier. Way easier. But there are some of those inconveniences from the past I don't want anymore. I mean, do you remember the days of taking 4 hours to download a song? Only one person able to use the internet at a time. And it also meant nobody could use the phone until they got off the internet. Oh, here's a good one. Waiting for your favorite song to come on the radio. Got your tape recorder ready. We always miss the first part of it. Remember when you'd have to call or go to the bank to find out your balance? Waiting to use a payphone. Do they even have those? I think there are some novelty payphones around. What does a payphone cost now if there is one? I don't know how that works. Not having any driving directions. I remember driving around L.A. with a paper map in hand, asking a gas station attendant or something. People smoking everywhere. Calling to get movie times. Oh, movie phone, right? Back then, we had to remember phone numbers. You couldn't remember a phone number to save. You just pushed their name on a little icon. Yeah, I still remember all the numbers from... come on, who can forget Pizza Hut's jingle? Swiping a credit card machine and using the carbon copies, that was always fun. Having to get off the sofa to change a TV channel. We gotta bring that back. I bet you people would be so lazy, they would just stop watching TV. But I would be amiss if I did not share this story with you today. I have to. Now, you play cornhole. I think everybody plays cornhole sometime. Right? In the yard, party, barbecue. Deck bars always have cornhole. There's always, in the summer, there's cornhole tournaments all over the place. Everybody loves cornhole. It's like pickleball, but even for lazier people. Because cornhole, I think what makes cornhole work, it's like bocce ball. We play bocce, and the reason they're very similar is you can do them both while still drinking. There's professional cornhole leagues filled with all kinds of interesting players, like this one. In Maryland, a professional cornhole player shot and killed a man in the passenger seat of his car while he was driving. I should mention, this professional cornhole player has no arms or legs. He plays professional cornhole. So that means he's got to throw it with his mouth, right? How else could you... ew, okay. How else does he do it? The dude has no arms and no legs. Even more important, he was driving a car and he shot somebody. In the car. Professional cornhole player. Up for murder. No arms and no legs. And I think the most shocking part of this entire story, it's not the fact that he had no arms and legs and was a professional cornhole player. It's not the fact that without any arms or legs, he was still able to shoot a man while driving his car. No, the most incredible part of this story is it did not happen in Florida.
What? From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Now, earlier in the week, we kicked off the week Monday. We had a list of things that we learned in school that we found out later we didn't need to know. Like how to work a slide rule, that kind of thing. One thing we learned that we had mentioned is when we were little kids, we all thought quicksand was going to be a much bigger deal. When I was little, I mean, every cartoon, every movie, TV show, somebody was always getting stuck in quicksand. Remember, and like all that would show, it's like, don't move anymore, you're going to make it worse. And then it was always like just a hand showing, and they'd like grab onto a vine or a stick, and then they'd get pulled out of like this, what looked like a giant pool of oatmeal. We were scared to death. Now we're grown-ups, and we know, yeah, all right, we're probably a little more frightened of quicksand than we needed to be. Well, hold the phone! This just in. National Park Service is warning visitors in Arizona and Utah to watch for quicksand. It's not like a little bit. It's in an area over a million acres. The Glen Canyon area. And this is like silty, like quicksand. Kind of frightening. A professional hiker encountered it for his first encounter at quicksand last year in a trip to the Grand Staircase in Utah. Kind of shocked me at first, he said. But yeah, he got sucked in. And then he does the whole thing. So if you're going to be hiking in the area, they say look through the area to find out how to get out of quicksand. What? Well, yeah, that's a thing I got to really do now? Is this like the killer bees? Because that was going to be... Please don't tell me the instant hole is a real thing, because those were kind of scary too. Wow, another great... What a great way to kick off the month, right? Another wonderful podcast live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Hopefully things will be a little drier next week here in Crapper Creek. It's disgusting out there. So hopefully that'll be the case. We appreciate you tuning in. Like us, love us, follow us, stalk us. We're good with all of it. Don't forget to check out Google search live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. You'll find that besides the podcast, our radio shows. That's right. This all comes from a radio show on the farthest north rock station in Alaska, X-Rock, and a 94.7 alternative Anchorage. Do the shows in both markets. Also, of course, the Crapper Creek General Store, a YouTube channel, and more. Next week on the podcast, we'll have Ask Lovely Maria. Cheat codes for life. Things worse than quicksand. Confessions. Fuck my life. And honest airport messages next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.